Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Come and pick me up.
Hello, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Starting next week, 5K a day. All you need to do to win $5,000 every day is listen to us on the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free. It's spelled funny. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download that. It's free. Make yourself a little account. Log in. Listen to Alice. Give us an hour a day. You get a daily entry. $5,000 per day. The end. Who is Billboard's top artist of the 21st century? Shall we all say it together?
Madonna.
The 21st century.
Oh, Taylor.
Right. Yes, it's Taylor Swift.
I knew that.
Billboard ranked the top artists of the 21st century. This is based on their performance on the Hot 100 and the album 200 charts from 2000 to 2024. So it's time to play a game. That's right.
Is the show over already?
No. This is
a different game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'd play a game every break if I could. I love games. I find that they're the sweetest kind of torture. So feel free to play along in your car or wherever you are. Okay, so.
Or if you're running home.
Running home in your weird long johns.
Your tubby belly hanging out.
Oh my God, don't do it. You guys, you got to stop it.
He's not listening. He's running home.
Oh, he listens. He'll be on the fan pages, yes, on Facebook today.
Right. He acts like he doesn't listen, but he wants us to be talking about him. Scott Capurro is on the show today. All right, let's play a game. Here we go. So this is the Billboard's ranking of the top artists, and these are based on the charts. So this is, you know, there's no fudge in this. There's no opinion in this. This is the top artists of the 21st century so far, based on their performance in the Hot 100 and album 200 charts from 2000 to 2024. So who ranks higher on the list, Usher or Adele?
Adele.
Usher.
It's Usher. He's number 10. Adele's number 12. Who ranks higher, Kanye West or Morgan Wallen?
Kanye West.
It's Morgan Wallen.
Ooh.
He's number 13 on the list, and I got Kanye at number 20. Who ranks higher, Eminem or Beyonce? This is for the first 24 full years of this new millennium. I guess actually technically,
well,
25 years.
The answer to this question needs to be Eminem.
I'll say Beyonce.
So you going with Eminem?
Yeah.
You are correct, Vinny, and you're on the board. Eminem is number 5. Beyonce is number 7. Who ranks higher? This is the Billboard's ranking of the top acts, the top artists for the 21st century so far. The Weeknd, or Maroon 5?
Oh, Maroon 5.
The Weeknd.
It's The Weeknd. And at number 6.
I'm not surprised, but I remember when they announced he was doing the Super Bowl halftime thing, and I went, that guy?
Right. Actually, but they've both done them.
Clearly, he cranks out the hits.
He does crank out the hits. One of my favorites.
Oh, really?
I love him.
What's his name again?
The Weeknd.
No, his real name.
Abel something?
Abel. Yeah. That's it.
Abel Kaye? I don't know what his name
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. He just doesn't know how to spell.
Weekend.
That's for sure. Abel Weeknd. Maroon 5 is down at number 11.
Mm.
All right. Who's, here we go. Who is higher up on this list? Ed Sheeran or Drake? This is the top artists of the 21st century.
This is Drake for sure.
All right.
I have to say Drake too.
It is Drake, and by a lot. Drake is the number 2 biggest artist, mm-hmm, of this century.
Well, he's got a bridge.
He does have
at
a bridge.
At his house.
Yeah. He has the grotto. It's amazing. Ed Sheeran's down at number 14. Ed is, he's in the top 20. He's definitely
Ed
one of the biggies.
Ed has taken a break, though, lately. We haven't heard anything new or
well,
you
doesn't
know.
His wife have cancer and they, or...
What?
Yes, like his, they have a baby and then they find out she's got cancer. And
I
he
never
lost.
Heard that.
Yeah. Something like that.
You never reported that.
I definitely did.
I would have known.
Can you look that up? Maybe I just
I'm looking it up right now.
Maybe I'm making it up. All right, here's the next
if
one.
You're making that up.
I know, that'd be really bad.
Oh my God.
Pretty sure she's like really sick.
Yeah, she diagnosed with a tumor during her second pregnancy. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They couldn't even treat it during the pregnancy because she had a baby growing in her.
She had it removed successfully 1 month after giving birth.
Oh, good.
Is she cancer-free? Oh, I hope so. That's his
she
high school
had a clear
girlfriend.
MRI with no cancer returning.
Great.
Okay, next up. This is Billboard's list. So this is not an opinion piece. These are Billboard's top artists of the 21st century so far. Lady Gaga or Rihanna? Who was higher on the list?
Rihanna.
I'll go Gaga.
You should have gone Rihanna. Because Rihanna is number three on this list. Which, I get it. She's had some hits and stuff, but I really feel like Lady Gaga's just everywhere. And has been this whole time. Anyway, Lady Gaga's number 16. She said nothing to sneeze at.
And where's Rihanna?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
I think she did a lot of those little hooks in songs, too, that gets her.
Yes, that is true. Actually, I didn't even think about that. She is like featured on a lot of
those
DJs.
She's done some joints with Eminem, too.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm sure there's others that I'm not even familiar with.
All right. Next one is, who is higher on this list? It's a Billboard, first 25 years of the century. Chris Brown or Ariana Grande?
Grande, for sure.
I'll go Chris Brown.
It's Chris Brown.
Whoa!
Chris Brown at 18, Ariana at 19.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Right. Okay, next up is Pink or Post Malone, first 25 years of the century.
Posty.
Pink or Posty?
I'll go Pink.
It's Posty. Current score is 4 Maddie, 3 Vinny, and we've got 2 to go.
Mm.
This is, again, if you're just joining us, these are Billboard's top artists of the 21st century. This is based on songs and charting, so this is not opinion. Who ranks higher, Katy Perry or Justin Bieber?
These are hard.
I think
hard.
This is
did
a hard one.
Did you try to make these
I
hard
did try
on
to make
purpose?
Them hard, yeah.
Because they're hard.
They're actually, I will say, the one who's higher is way higher than the one who isn't.
I'm going to say Katie.
You say Katie's higher?
Yep.
Okay.
I got to go Biebs.
It's Bieber. It's very surprising, isn't it? Justin Bieber's 8th on this list. Katy Perry's 15th. And finally, The Weeknd or Bruno Mars? Who ranks higher?
Where did you say Abel was on the list?
He's at 6th.
I'm going to say Abel is still higher than Bruno Mars, even though I think Bruno is a hit machine.
I'll go Bruno.
No, it's The Weeknd. It's Abel. He's 6th, and Bruno is 9th. And by a score, I'm sorry to say, Vinny, you still have not yet won a game in this new year.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. I'm still the people's champion,
you'll have
just
another,
so you know.
But I won?
Yes, you did win.
Maddie,
oh, you haven't heard this.
Yes, Maddie. Maddie.
And both of you have another chance to win with a listen to your theme song coming up with that daily game that we do at the end of the show. All right. This is a story about someone being screwed over by being an idiot. My idiocy has screwed me over. So.
Is it me again?
Oh, no. Okay. It's not you. Shoot. Nope. No. If a big name celebrity reaches out to you asking for money, there is a 100% chance that it's not them. It's not them. Well, how many times does this have to happen before people realize it's not them? There's a 76-year-old woman in Georgia.
Well, she's 76. That's why. But go on. Poor thing.
She's so old. Poor old thing.
Well,
she's 76 years old. She's in Georgia. She's out about $3,000. It could be way worse. After Alan Jackson asked for a loan. Alan Jackson is like a country guy. I don't know. So I reached out to Michael Martin. I'm like, what song should we play from Alan Jackson? And he's like, none of them. He was like, that dude's a hillbilly. What's the name of the one that he goes, try this one.
Okay, so it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane.
Yes, Michael was right. This is even, I'm allowed to use that word. By the way, Michael, you're not. This guy is a hillbilly.
Oh,
okay.
And his other big song is Chattahoochee. Because I used to play
Chattahoochee?
This stuff. Yeah, I used to play this stuff.
Oh, well,
when I did
that's what the real Alan. So now here's the thing, though. This is some dude who just stole money from an old lady. Obviously, it wasn't the real Alan Jackson. So the lady, I guess, finally figures it out and she calls the cops, which hopefully they must have like a scam department, right? There's got to be like online fraud or something.
It's really hard, I think, to get the police to do anything if you were robbed online.
So she's a huge fan of Alan Jackson. And last June, she posted something about him on Facebook. And then somebody claiming to be his manager messaged her and said, you know what? He'd probably love to. He loves his fans. He'd probably love to talk to you. And, you know, made it seem like this could really be Alan.
And then a few minutes later, they said, but he's also broke and needs to borrow $3,000.
No, they farmed it for a while. And okay. I bet you maybe they were continuing to. I'm sure they were working a lot of people over, and it became her time. She seemed ready.
Mm.
They groomed her.
Mm.
She thought she was talking to the real Alan Jackson for months. And then in October, he goes, listen, Darla. I don't have her name here. I'm going to go Darla. Listen, Darla. You see, Darla. I'm going through a divorce. My assets have been frozen. I just need a little bit. I just need a wee bit to get by. Well, getting a divorce. By the way, he's not getting a divorce. And really, he's been married since 1979 to his wife, Denise.
Oh, that's a cute story.
In what way? Just love survived?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
His superstardom.
Yes, sure. Well, maybe she's just one of those, you know, very tolerant people. Or maybe he's a saint.
Maybe.
Maybe I am. He says he needs the money. He's going through a divorce. My assets have been frozen, Darla. And so she's like, well, I've got some Apple gift cards and I'll load them up with money and I'll send them over to you. She ended up sending him 36 Apple gift cards, totaling about $2,900. Obviously, cops would love to catch this guy, but they won't. And he's busy chatting up some other lady.
That's my mother-in-law. She gives money to everything. She called me one day and she said, have you ever talked to somebody that won the Publisher's Clearinghouse? I'm like, no, and I'm not now. She's like, I won. I just had to send $500 so that they could send the check. I'm And she has her computer breaks every year because she downloads viruses. And then they call her and say, we can fix your computer. It's only $1,200. And I'm like, Violet, your computer's not even worth $1,200.
You can buy a brand new, go to Costco.
She does it over and over and over again. I have to go through her mail sometimes just to tell her, like, stop sending money to these fake charities. And it's just, so old people, just answer your phones.
Just stop it. Get off the internet, old people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop, don't answer your phones and don't go on the internet.
Please don't.
And don't answer the door either.
Don't look at your mail.
Don't talk to yourself or anyone that you know.
Yeah. Call me first.
Let me do all the scamming. Aunt Violet?
That's Mom Violet. She's mother-in-law.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's Shauna's problem then. Shauna's going to take care of that. I'm out of time. But thank you for getting that all together. That was wonderful. What's coming up?
Does she know you two live apart now?
Oh. Does Aunt Violet, is she aware?
She knows we live apart.
Oh. Was that a big problem? Like,
She really loves me.
I know, I'm sure.
But you're very lovable.
Thank you. But it's and now we're talking about on the air. Yeah, but no, it's complicated, people.
It is complicated. That relationship status, complicated. Okay, what's
news is next.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Hear it in there?
I didn't hear it.
Well, maybe I'm just hoping that it's in there. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
What?
Check out the S&B Facebook page for more info, photos, and trailers for the things we talked about today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show, and you can listen to Alice at 97.3. We just wing it. That's how we do it.
Oh. That's right. I forgot about that.
Just kidding. We actually write every word down. Anyway, you can listen.
We get it pre-approved.
That may be coming in the future. Don't say that out loud.
Oh, everything's so fun.
You can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day, home, car, anywhere you are.
Oh.
Plus, you'll automatically be entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
I'm going to do it. Oh, I already have it.
Yeah, I have it too.
All set.
It's spectacular.
Yep.
Okay. This is one of those stories. We've talked about these things, these you know, 23andMe,
Ancestry.com. Spit in this cup. What could possibly go wrong?
The Today Show just did a big story on this person. A 50-year-old guy named Vamar Hunter had been going to a bakery in Chicago called Give Me Some Sugar and loved the owner, Lenore. Then Vamar, who was adopted as a baby, took a DNA test.
Oh, my God.
And it randomly turned out Lamore was his birth mother.
Oh, my God.
She had him when she was 17 and had no idea he was her son. This guy was going in there to this bakery all the time.
And so when you say he loved her, they just hit it off and had a good rapport and he just found her to be delightful. This wasn't like he was hitting on his mom.
No, no, no.
Okay.
And this is, I've had this happen where I don't know the you know, it's a bakery, but I used to go to this health food place called Kai's, and Kai was the lady who made this food, and she has a, had a hole-in-the-wall restaurant that later became a giant restaurant in Cardiff by the Sea down in San Diego. But there were tons of times through the years while I was doing my radio thing where I would go there for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
And she was just always rad. You know, she always, she was looked after everybody that came in a weird motherly way. She's not my mom. I have
another mom.
But I'm just saying, like, you get to know someone if you go someplace all the time.
And you like them. They're part of the draw.
And you like them. And even if it's just a minute exchange of pleasantries, over time, that does become a fondness.
Yep.
Now, I don't know about love, but you certainly get that, like, oh, there she is.
Yeah. God, I love that person.
Yep.
You're the best.
So anyway, so let me get back to
the story. How do they figure this out?
50-year-old guy, Vamar Hunter, had been going to a bakery in Chicago called Give Me Some Sugar and loved the owner, Lenore. Then Vamar, who was adopted as a baby, took a DNA test, and it randomly turned out that Lenore was his birth mother.
So she must have also done this?
They found out in 2022 and immediately became close. Like, oh my God, you're my long-lost son, and oh my God, you're my long-lost mom. Then Lenore had a stroke a few months later. So he started helping out to keep her business afloat and now works with her full time.
Oh.
He quit his old job back in April and they work together. And this is mother.
What a beautiful story.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. I'm going to cry. There's so much crying on the show today.
I mean, from where the show started this morning, totally in the bathroom, to this, it's just
I know. I'm literally like my eyes are leaking. No, you remember when you made Scott Caprell cry today?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, Maddie didn't cry. I'm not crying.
Oh, you're not crying over this? Inside, you're not crying?
I'm always crying on the inside a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's amazing, though, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's just, imagine that. And so he finds her at 50, and she has a stroke, and and she's clearly recovered to the point where now they're working together. This is amazing. Oh, what a great story.
Yep.
Or maybe he's just like, I can get part of this business now.
No, don't think that.
That's probably more accurate.
He's an adopted kid who probably, and I'm not adopted. I don't know if you're just blessed with good parents that you go, forget whoever gave me up. I love my mom and dad who've, you know, brought me through. But it has to, in moments while you're laying in bed, quiet time, you must think, how could somebody give me up? Look at me. I'm great.
I have a very close friend who at about age 57 decided, okay, I'm going to look. I'm going to figure it out and just see. And not with a DNA test or any of that stuff, but you can apparently apply, you can ask, and the person can have said, yes, I would, if this person ever wanted to reach out, I would want my information given to them. And she has met her brothers and sisters, her father, her mother, and they are wonderful people.
And why was she given up?
The mother and father are not married, and the mother went on to have her life. The father went on to have his. They got pregnant when she was very young, and they gave up the baby. And the father, especially, has always been looking, has always been waiting and hoping.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I'm getting like verklempt right now because there's plenty of times when people, you're like, geez, I wish I really hadn't looked for my birth family. Like I was fine, and now I got all these people. It's just been the most amazing. And now, you know, the girls know their grandfather and grandmother. And it's like, it's this whole thing. It's incredible.
Well, when I found out my dad wasn't my dad.
Why didn't they think of that?
Adopted me, my stepdad, my dad. And then when I was 17, my mom
spilled the beans.
And
but thank God she did, because you have a great relationship with your
real dad. Well, she wouldn't have if I hadn't brought it up. I mean, she was talking about this godfather of mine that I hadn't seen since I was three and how he should be helping you out with college. And I'm like, what is he, like my bastard dad?
And she goes,
oh, yeah, we got to go talk. And not for one second did I not think I need to get in touch with this guy. I got in touch with him 2 days later. Like, I tracked him down. I was in New Jersey at his house within a week. And he was very happy for me to show up. And he was, now I've got this awesome family. And, he unfortunately passed in January. But, I didn't think twice
Which
about
ones?
It. And it didn't mean I didn't love my stepdad
Luigi.
Any less.
Luigi's
the one that's passed.
The real dad.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
bio dad,
the
I
bio
should
dad.
Say.
Yeah.
The
okay.
one that you go hunting with is yours.
Pops.
Your pops. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Your adoptive father.
Wow.
I know. So it can be beautiful.
What? Yeah.
But it can also be, it can rip a family apart. Like the people who find out through 23andMe that dad's got 16 other kids out there in the world, that's problematic. But isn't it nice that you got your new brothers and sisters, I guess?
That technology, can you imagine in the 70s, it would never have occurred to you that someday all your shenanigans are going to come to light. If you're one of those people who's like, well, I do what I want.
And I always have.
And I don't have to answer anybody. I do my thing. Except now, all of a sudden, all those things you did are coming back to your front. Dad!
Hi!
Hi!
I'm your kid.
Oh.
I found you through 23andMe. Because your other daughter got registered, and I got linked to her. It turns out I'm a half-sister with her. Isn't that crazy? Slam.
An annual study found traffic cost the average commuter 43 hours of their life last year.
Just
traffic.
That's
more than a full week's worth of work.
And so this is not counting your normal drive to work. This is like slowdowns, extra time that it took you because of traffic.
Yeah, and I'm someone that commutes, and luckily, the hours are awful. But it's also, I don't hit traffic.
Right. Not the way some people do.
And
no metering lights for
us.
It's
just part of my day. There's not you can sit there and, think about, if I had those hours back, what would I do? But it is what it is.
Yeah.
And if you live in a big city, this is what it is. This is part of your job. Tack it on to the hours you spent at work and make it part of your work day. New York and Chicago topped the list. Where did we come in? Not in the top 10. How is that possible?
That doesn't, it actually doesn't seem, maybe so many people are just working from home.
Maybe. I know and what's funny about working from home? I know we don't talk about it that much because mostly people have been pulled back into the workplace.
We certainly have. We work from not home.
Right.
All the time now.
Every day.
All the days.
If you'd asked me before Christina started working from home, I would have said, it's a scam and you're living the life, man.
Mm.
And then it turns out it's not a scam. She works her ass off.
In a way,
all
it's
day,
actually harder.
And where I even find myself going, I wonder if we can get a afternoon delight thrown in here somewhere. There's no afternoon delight. There's another meeting after that meeting ends. And after that meeting, there's one after that.
Yeah. I worked from home for 6 years and it is mind numbing because you never leave your office. It's always there.
The computer is always there.
And you'll take meetings
isolating.
At times you wouldn't do it in the normal daytime. You're like, oh, sure. 7 a.m. meeting. No problem. I'll be on there.
Right.
It's crazy. But it turns out the people who work from home do work. Maybe not all of them, but I certainly have watched my wife and I've gone, Jesus.
And you have little kids. Like, she's not just doing her regular job. When she works from home, she's like, there she is. And there the kid goes, there's mom. Let's go bother her.
In fact, I've actually recently said to her, you should go into the office more because quite frankly, when you're there, we assume we have access to you. And that's mostly the kids, but also me. Oh, hey, can you,
I'm on the phone.
Can you give me a ride? I got to go drop my car off.
I'm at a meeting after
and
this.
And that's it.
Right.
It's like, you should just go in.
Yeah.
She's like, well, shut up.
I actually don't want to. As inconvenient as it is, I am home.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things.
Okay.
650 says, Vinny, my brother found his family and learned that his bio parents were young and gave him up, but stayed together. And 10 years later went on to have a family without him and never told the other kids about him. Parents died by the time he found them all. Michelle Menlo Odyssey.
Oh, that's actually super tragic.
Yeah.
God, that had to have hurt them so much to know that they had a baby that was growing up, that was a full sibling to their kids. Oh, that's... what a story.
Vinny, you cannot be this dense, says 408.
How dense are you, Vinny?
You have pretty dense. You have no idea how complicated pregnancy situations can be. Not everyone's family is like a 50s sitcom. What did I say?
I don't know.
I have no idea what you said.
Okay.
We get it. People give babies up for a reason. And there are a vast variety of those reasons. Yeah. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about being an adopted kid, and it eventually has to occur to you, like, even in quiet times, no matter how much you love your adoptive parents, is that what you're talking about? I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm really dense, so there you go.
Thanks for pointing it out.
I can be that dense.
Breaking news.
At least I'm not fat, Scott.
Oh, my God. Take it back. Do not say that.
All right.
Oh,
I'm fat, God. Too, Scott. It's true. Although I have kids. It's a dad bod. What about yours?
This is wrong. All right. Is it time to play a game?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it. Today, we're going to play. Oops. Too low. Let me try that again.
Ah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're hard. It's hard to come up with enough people that it's questionable whether or not they're dead or alive. So I can't play it that often.
Mm.
Here we go. Your first one here, guys, is Imelda Staunton. She is Professor Umbridge in the Harry Potter movies. Universally hated. She's also Queen Elizabeth in the second on The Crown in the later years.
Alive.
I'll say dead.
She's alive. Sorry. Sorry about that. She's 69.
Vinny.
How about Dick Enberg? Sexy sportscaster.
Dead.
Dead.
He is dead. You're both right. Good job. Died in 2017. How will, dead or alive? Crystal Gale.
She's alive.
I'm going to say alive.
She is alive. I screwed that one up. I shouldn't have said the way I did. Bob Denver. Gilligan's Island.
Dead.
He's alive.
No, he's dead.
Ah, yeah,
he died like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Darn it. Mm. What'd he die of?
Oh, he died. I believe he was living in West Virginia at the time, actually, when he died.
He was 70 or 80, right?
Yeah.
Bob Denver.
Yeah.
Not John Denver.
No, Bob Denver.
Bob goes, yeah. I'm going to go to the place graduate. Where the song that I was in. Okay.
And they gravitate to WFV. Not EV.
Right.
Dub V.
Dub V. Okay. How about David Johansen? By the way, he was the lead singer for the classic glam band, the New York Dolls. I know that I don't have to explain it to you guys, but many people wouldn't know. He also was Buster Poindexter.
Mm-hmm.
David Johansen. Alive.
I'll go. You want to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, dead.
He is alive.
He is alive.
Ah,
he is 75 years old today.
Where he died.
And finally, Joan Baez, sexy folk singer. Dead or alive?
Alive.
I don't want to tie, but I am going to go alive as well.
Well, if you go alive, then Vinny wins because Vinny was ahead of you. And so, by a score of 5-4. Oh, maybe he didn't. Maybe I pre-assigned his
Too bad
point.
Vinny wins.
Okay,
we
Vinny wins. Let's all right. play his damn thing.
First time
much.
In 2025.
I'm back, baby.
Campion. I might screw that up.
There's the kisses.
And the kisses are happening.
Thank you. Thank you for blowing one right at me.
To listeners who want things to be official, I think I might have screwed that up. I'm not positive, though. You'll let me know.
You didn't screw it up. Yeah. It
case of a tie.
Played.
People's champion wins.
People's champion takes it. That's weighted toward him. Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day. And Janie's got you this afternoon. We'll see you back here on Friday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.